All right. We're going back to Hilchot Tachanun. So I want to go into all the pturim, all the things that exempt a person from saying Tachanun, all the different situations. So Mechaber brings down in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph on Sif Dalet, Nagush Loli Pol Pneim Lo Beveitza Abel. The minhag is not to do Nefilas Apayim, you know, to in a mourner's house, Lo Beveit Chatan or a Chasan's house. We don't have that anymore, but they would have a home where the Chasan would be celebrating for 7 days. Below, Beveit HaKnesset Biyom Mila, not in a shul on the day of Bris Mila. Below, Kshei Shem Chatan, or if a Chasan is in shul, we also don't say Tachanun. So let me first focus on the Beis HaAvel from in the mourner's home, and then we'll take it from there. All right. So what is the reason that we don't say Tachanun in the Beis HaAvel? So the Ruch HaShulchan brings down, the first he quotes from the Beis Yosef, he says, Yesh Misha Omer HaTam Ba'Avel Mishum Dechtiba Fachti Chagechem Le'Avel. There's a pasuk in Amos that says that I will change their holidays into mourning. In other words, it's a bad nevuah. In other words, bad times are coming. I will change their holidays into mourning. And presumably, the svar would be that you see that the mourning period is connected to the holiday period. In other words, I'm going to change your chag to avel. So those things are sort of like equal in a certain way. So just like we don't say tachanun on a chag, we wouldn't say tachanun on the day of Abelis. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, Ve'eni mevin, I don't understand. Now, I should mention, this pasuk is quoted by the Gemara in Masechet Moed Katan. The Gemara says, how we know that you have the Abelis for Shiva? How do I know that there's mourning for 7 days? And the Gemara quotes this pasuk from Amos, meaning that a regel is 7 days, means Pesach is 7 days in Eretz Yisrael, Sukkot, exclusive between the Yetzirah, is 7 days. So Vafakli of Chagichem La'Evel, I'll turn your Chag into mourning. That's a siman that you have Shiva, 7 days of mourning. So the Baruch HaShulchan says, V'eni mevin, I don't understand. I understand the Gemara has a limud that you're going to have 7 days of mourning, similar to the Chag. What does it mean that it's similar to a regal, so I won't have Tachanun? It's just the opposite of a regal. Mourning, you know, when you're mourning, it's the opposite of a regal, so it makes more sense. You should say Tachanun. That's what he says. Now, there's a piece of Torah that Rav Lerner has said in the past. He quoted from the Rav. The Rav said that, when don't you say Tachanun? Like when at a time of Simcha, why? Because it's when you feel Hashem's close to you. In other words, you feel Hashem's closest to you at a time of Simcha and a time of Avelis. That's when you feel. So it means, like Hashem is deeply involved. He's involved in your life all the time, but you feel it most acutely at a time of tremendous Simcha and Rachman HaZan at a time of tremendous Avelis. So a supplication is like, you know, Hashem, where are you? Please help me out. But if you take it that way, so it makes sense. We don't say Tachanun at a time of tremendous Simcha and a time of tremendous Avelis. Hashem is right there. You know, that would be one Hesber. But he has another. Benira Hatam, the Ruch HaShulchan says he feels the reason that we don't say Tachanun in Beit Avel. He says, Shalo lahagbir midat adin, bevayit shikvar din matuach kenegdo. That at Beis Avel, you're already feeling like the pressure of the din, of the judgment in Shemayim, right? That's the whole thing. Baruch Dayan Emes. It's like din. So in some way, somebody said to me, Alpi Kabbalah, when you say Tachanun, it increases the din. In other words, so we don't want to increase the din. He says, V'lachein lo yomru sham shem tchina, therefore we don't want to say any tchina Beis Avel, v'lo mizmur yon chasham yom sarah, v'lo v'hurachum v'sheni v'chamishi. And you don't say v'hurachum on a Monday or a Thursday. He says, V'chol zeh lo yomru lo ha'avelim v'lo palim sham, kol shivet yimei avelot. And then, but he says that the people, when they come back home, they should say just v'hurachum. In other words, that section, v'hurachum, you know, before Nefilat HaPayim, that you should say when you leave the Beis HaAvel. Okay, now he says here like this, and we'll just do a few minutes and I'll be it. Now this is from the Piskei Tshuvos. He says, Vafilu im ein rak avilat yisho katan. So he says, now it means preferably you want to have a minion in the Beis HaAvel, even if there aren't necessarily avelim there, in the words of who are saying Kaddish. So he's saying, even if I come to Beis HaAvel, and the only one who's there is an Avelah, the woman is the Avelah, he says, or there's a katan there, there's a 10-year-old, he's in Avelis. Va'afim ein klal Avelim, even if there are no Avelim, you're, in other words, you're just going to this house, like that's ideally speaking, you know, you're going there to daven in the house where the person died. So he says, "Ba'afim ein klal avelim noagim shlomar tachon and kol shiva b'bayit shamein ayasham." In other words, you don't say tachon in the house where the person passed away or the body was taken after death. That's what he's saying. "Ba'af b'mincha shel yom ha-shvi'i," even on mincha of the seventh day. And it means that, like, the avelus is concluding on the morning, this is Yom Kulo. But if you're having a minyan there on the seventh day at Mincha, you don't say it. Shikvar ein din yeshiva l'karka l'avei l'mikum akom in imrim tachanan. Now, he goes on, v'imbaha avel l'beit ha-knesset l'palel. Let's say there is no shiva minyan, and the avel shows up in shul. Sometimes we have that, right? Sometimes the avel shows up in shul. He says, hu eino omer aval hatzibur omrim. So the avel should not say tachanan, but the rest of the tzibur should say tachanun. He's on a different track than all of us. Uminag miyat makomo shigam tzibur ein omrim. He says in a minority of places, the minag is even that the tzibur doesn't say tachanun. I guess people were eager not to get rid of tachanun. Okay, now. He says, v'chein yeshan hog b'im nesbu at tzibur l'choto niftar v'avelim ufradim maspid m'sham amed. This sounds more like the Sephardi minag. You know, the Sephardim during the Shiva, they go to the shul, they get a whole, everybody gets together like sometimes one night during the Shiva, and there. So he says, "B'chein yishlan hog b'im nesfu at tzibur l'chvod haniftar." If the whole tzibur gathers out of kavod for the deceased, va'avelim and the avelim v'fradim aspid m'sham amet v'im avel mitpalel lefnei. No, that's then also not say tachanun. V'im avel mitpalel lefnei hateva kishlech tzibur. Now, let's say the avel doesn't have a minion in his house. The avel comes to shul, and now the avel has kedima because he's in shiva. And now the avel is davening before the avod. So should we say tachanun or not say tachanun? So let's see. So he says l'chuli alma l'yomru gam kol atzibur. He says that everybody agrees not to say tachanun in that case. Now, or one second. Now he quotes here. One second. Let me find it here. One second. Okay, 14. Yeah. Okay. Now he said. Now he quotes from the Gesher Chaim. Wait. One second. Oh, here it is. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. So he quotes here. This is in footnote 13 in the Yerushim Shabura. Aval ma'avel atzmo yirei lefnei atei bet hakneset dad hagon Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach shetzibur nigvar enach rav lo omrim tachanun. Shlomo Zalman felt that the tzibur is nigrar and they don't say it. And he quotes here from the Gesher Chaim in the same fashion. Okay. Now, all right. So that's pretty much with the base ha'avel with tachanun. Okay. Any questions, comments, or thoughts here? What's up? Wait. We'll take one. Okay. What's up? All right.
Just point out that the Aruch HaShulchan is why you don't say tachanun on a plane. It's a low over a week on a day. Right. Almost nobody ever says tachanun on an airplane.
Oh, all right.
They say tachanun when they travel. Yeah. But Rabbi Lerner made the difference between the Odeo and the Simcha and the Chosin. He said that the Chosin and the Simcha of the Odeo, everybody shares in the Simcha. The Odeo is a personal
thing.
So that's why we do the
What's it loud? It's in the what?
I think some of the shuls make a difference whether the chosin is not there. There's going to be another minion or something.
Right.
Someone else, as opposed to a bris. I don't say tach.
Right.
So if the chosin is in another.
All right, we'll start on this topic tomorrow about when you have a bris and you're not at the minyan with the bris, and we'll see. Okay, I think that's it.